You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we will get to who said it. Also, obviously, we will get back to the Lions, but we do have one segment we're going to do this hour. I think something really interesting happened last night at the house that Pizza built, and I want to give Kenny Cott the floor. Now, we can do that right now, or we can do it after who said it. I leave that decision to the executive ball buster, Mr. David. An incredible use of a drill. You want it right now. Okay, so let me set the scene for you. And then, Kenny, I'm going to turn it over to you. Under the pretense, yes, it's early. But the Red Wings are getting booed off the ice. Jim Costa, a season ticket holder, Mr. Jim Costa, began a Fire Yzerman chant last night. Remarkable at LCA. Kenny Cott, who is ultra super fan, Kenny will watch preseason games. Kenny turned the game off at the end of two periods to simply watch games he bet on. That's unspeakable in Kenny's house. But the Wings, they don't look any good. They look just like last year. You have three goalies, you don't have any. Oh, you didn't want to give term to any real defenseman? Cool. Your defensive core blows. And you don't have the skill necessary up front, because you got a bunch of 15 and 20 goal scorers, not 30 and 40 goal scorers. Mm-hmm. They got dump trucked again last night. And by the way, the Rangers didn't even start Shesterkin. They started Jonathan Quick. Fans booing this team?
Yeah, what?
Jim Costa pondering the Iser plan's existence?
One goal scored on the power play.
Kenny,
for the season.
To the main stage. What is going on here?
When Costa
booed.
Kenny turning the channel, I think every fan is booed. Every fan has been there where you're so disgusted with your team, you just got to walk away. But Jim Costa booing Steve Yzerman.
Exclusive audio of Costa at the game. All right, hold on. Kenny, please, what is going on in Wingland?
It was infuriating in every type of phase of the game. Offensively, defensively, goaltending. Offensively, the DeBrincat thing angered me. The DeBrincat missing a wide open cross crease on a 5-on-3, it's like, dude, we brought you here for the purpose of scoring. Score! Mo Sider scored. He's a defenseman. That's not his responsibility. That's
so did Montour.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Another guy you didn't want to give term to.
100%. And that's just it. Is you look at this team, is this offseason could have been an offseason where you didn't have to spend a ton of money, but bring in a little bit of help defensively. Bring in a little bit of bring something. Tarasenko is on a line that's supposed to be your scoring line. They don't score. DeBrincat doesn't score. We don't play any defense. It's infuriating to watch this team. And it, like you said, if it was Shesterkin, you could argue, oh, they got goalied. It happens to the best of them. He's, if not the best, one of the best in the world of goaltending. But they didn't. They started Jonathan Quick. They couldn't score on him.
So when does this go from concern to panic? And I'm not asking you for any specific, like, don't feel like you need to answer this any specific way.
No, I'll answer it specifically. I give it about, I want to see a 10-game sample size. That's usually how I judge hockey teams.
Okay.
In the data collection phase, even for Cash the Ticket, that's what Sir Puxalot would do in that situation, is I want a 10-game sample before I can really say this team is X, Y, and Z.
All right.
But what I've seen, the early returns have been very poor.
All right, so you're, what, 4 games deep. Here are your next 6. At the Preds tomorrow afternoon.
Probably a loss.
At UBS Arena on the Island against the Islanders on Tuesday.
Got to win. Got to.
Home against the Devils Thursday night.
That sounds like a loss.
At Buffalo.
That's got to be a win. That has to be a win.
Home against the Oilers. Home against the Jets.
If you split those, I'm happy. Yeah, if you're around 500 in your first 10, I can live
with it. But if they're 2-7?
It's a problem.
Is the loan in danger?
Yes. Absolutely. Especially if they feature games like this where you just get dump trucked.
Well, this is twice this season I have watched where I don't want to go overboard, but they didn't look very interested. Maybe the better word is they didn't look very inspired. It looked very flat.
And that falls on the shoulders of Derek Lowe.
Are you accepting of that remark from fringe hockey guy?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
You can't trot out this type of a performance and say anything else.
But again, keep your eye on it, guys. Because again, I know certain people, it's blasphemy. How dare you? Guys, they're getting booed in their own arena.
And something happened, and you asked me about this pre-show, and I thought it was an interesting question.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You asked me how social media was reacting, because usually it's drinking the bathwater type of stuff. And social media was ripping Lalonde's ass. Social media was in fury. There wasn't one person going, guys, give it a little bit of time. No, there's overreaction happening within the fan base right now.
And I want to give it time. It is early. I will say it again. It was just like, wait, Cookie's booing? Kenny turning the game off?
I think it was just maybe just... I'm oversimplifying the disappointment of how you finished last year, how you're starting this year. And then you've seen the other teams in this city start to do some things well, and you're wondering, okay, when is it going to be your turn?
If I told you the Tigers would make the playoffs before the Iser plan,
wouldn't have bought it.
You would have laughed me out of the studio.
I would have.
I wanted to do that check-in, one segment in a four-hour show that is exclusively football.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on it.
I would have thought that was hot take radio.
Newsflash, if we're sitting here next Thursday, they win 3 games in a row. None of what we're talking about matters. But it was a very, you know, Cookies described it as a very odd scene at that game. A lot of unhappy people in the home seats, a lot of booing, a lot of people leaving after the second period. That's just, you don't want to start a year like that.
And at a point, too, it's... We want to be a playoff team. If you're a legit playoff team, you have to win games that you're supposed to lose. So when I map out the next 6-7 games, whatever it was, some of those that, you know, you think, oh, that's an assigned loss. We have New Jersey. We have, you know, Nashville on the road. Some of those have to be wins, guys. That's what has to happen here.
It's very fair. Because otherwise, you're going to be begging for games down the stretch. And the problem is their season ends the way it starts. Difficult, at least on paper. David, Ticket Text, what do you got?
Fire the coach and fire Iserman.
Okay, oh, we're not doing this already.
The Wings are a disaster. Lalonde is a fraud. Steve Iserman is a fraud. They need to blow it up.
Can I ask a question if we're going to go down this road with Lalonde? And this is just something that annoys me, and I see it generally in the NBA and the NHL. If you are willing to fire your coach 6, 8, 10 games into a season, why did you bring them back in the first place? And I'm not talking about your coach going Gary Moeller. I'm talking about, like, okay, we're off to a slow start, Dad. Why did you bring him back?
I think it's because you think that you've improved the team in the offseason enough where the coach has better tools to work with.
Okay, but then hold on. Then
I don't. He goes a step higher.
Exactly.
I don't want to use a word that will anger people. I'm not being provocative. But that's a level of delusion because I don't know anyone who's intelligent about hockey, Kenny included, who walks away from last offseason going, tangibly better. No one said that.
So it was funny, too, because in the offseason, during this last game on the national broadcast, you had the national broadcasters going, something I've never heard them do before. They were like, oh, he's the king of this town, but if they don't make the playoffs, he might be on the hot seat this offseason. And I was like, what? Now, nationally, it's being picked up because every other year it's been, oh, he's Steve Yzerman. He's fine.
Well, and again, they made a willful choice not to address the goaltending situation. True or false? They made a willful choice not to sign a legitimate defenseman. Oh, I don't want to give out term. Great, then you don't get anyone. And they didn't add anything to the front line. They retained Patrick Kane. How are you better?
You're not.
Now,
especially with the goaltending.
All right, now Casper's up. Okay, he needs to become a story for them to be tangibly better. Keep an eye on it. But I tell you, Cookies loves the Wings. If he left after the second period and was booing, Cookie said he's one step from bringing a Fire Yzerman sign to LCA. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I had to do a double check when I went back and looked at the group checks. I was like, wait, did Cookie say he was, wait, he booed?
And he's a season ticket holder. He's a member of the 1906 Society or whatever they call it down there. All right. Let's get to who said it next. Thank you, Kenny. I had to check in. I didn't want to whistle by the graveyard. Wings getting booed at home is not something you had on your bingo card 4 games into the season. We'll get to who said it next. 97.1. All right. Northville Lumber. We've talked about them for a long time. Largest Trex decking outlet in the country. Nobody stocks or sells more Trex than Northville. And last year, contractors, homeowners bought enough Trex from Northville to cover 26 football fields. There's a reason they can do it. It's because they stock it all year long in their warehouse. No lead time, no shipping, no delays, just product. And some of it as low as $1.59 a foot. Deck season's here. You could be on yours right now enjoying this gorgeous fall afternoon. All you got to do is go to Northville Lumber. They'll hook you up with a Trex certified pro. Just call Northville Lumber today or go to northvillelumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.